U.S. Department of Education Secretary Arne Duncan was in town today to discuss President Obama's My Brother's Keeper initiative. It's a federal effort to call special attention to the plight of young Black and Latino men and develop best practices to keep them on track to becoming productive members of society. Duncan sat in at a roundtable with Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter and about a dozen young Philadelphians of color who've overcome significant obstacles. WHYY education reporter Kevin McCrory was there and joins us now. Kevin, what did Duncan learn from the conversation?
The theme that all the kids articulated was how important it was for them to establish relationships with adults who cared about and supported them outside of the typical classroom interaction. Many of the young men grew up without fathers or in neighborhoods that suffer the plague of low expectations and little options. The most important thing to break that cycle, they said, was finding a teacher or other mentor who would take the time to really get to know them. That took a while for Quaris Carter. After years of drug use and two felony incarcerations, he finally found guidance in a teacher at Philadelphia Community College. Now he's at LaSalle University, but he can still vividly remember his old mindset.
Either I'm going to go to school and do the best I can and talk to an instructor or teacher and tell them what's really going on with me, or I'm going to go shoot this heroin in my arms, or I'm going to go smoke some wet. Or I'm so angry that I see someone who's actually progressing in school and I just take the anger out on them.
The frustrating part of the conversation for everyone in the room was the Philadelphia School District's ongoing budget crisis. The mayor bluntly acknowledged that the lack of resources in schools makes the prospect of students forming these relationships all but impossible. In a press conference with reporters afterwards, Duncan blasted the Pennsylvania state government.
This is a system that is desperately underfunded, that is starved for resources. And so having the state step up and increase funding, not just for schools here in Philly, but in other parts of the state as well, for me, it's like a no-brainer. It's common sense. The status quo is unacceptable.
During the roundtable, Amari Reeves, a student at Alani High, pressed Duncan on whether federal funding for K-12 education should be higher. Here was the interaction between Duncan and Reeves.
I wish we could fund a lot more than we have dollars available.
But if you see, like, us struggling, isn't it a civil right to help us? Just asking.
No, it's a great question. Education is a civil right, and the question is how we help and how we do a good job of trying to break through a situation that is, frankly, in this state, pretty dysfunctional right now.
Now, Kevin, I have a question regarding the state. Philly schools have been hoping to close a $93 million budget gap, in part with proceeds from a new $2 per pack tax on cigarettes sold in the city. My question, what's happening with that?
Well, it's legislative ping pong right now, in large part because the cigarette tax is part of an omnibus bill that's tied up with a host of other matters that state politicians can't find agreement on.
And with the House not scheduled to debate the bill until around August 4th, what happens to schools in the interim?
Well, they're desperately hoping lawmakers find common ground on these other issues or possibly bring the cigarette tax up for a standalone vote. Without passage, Superintendent Height says the district will need to decide a course of action by August 15th, either lay off 1,300 staffers and let classrooms swell to 41 kids per class, or save money by shortening the school year. Those layoffs would be in addition to the 342 non-teaching positions that the district eliminated this week, the largest segment of which came from cutting 157 special education classroom assistants.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY education reporter Kevin McCrory on Newsworks Tonight.